quorum.
House Committee on Rules come to order. It is Monday, June 10, 2013. Put a work session for introduction of committee measures.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we have LC 4026. It is a draft to adjourn sine die.
Is there a motion?
How many do you want, Mr. Chair?
Can all members make a motion concurrently?
Mr. Chair, I move that the following LC 4026 dated 6-7-2013 be introduced as committee bill.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves that LC 4026 dated June 7, 2013 be introduced as committee bill. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair,
yes.
Isn't this when I give that speech about how voting for this does not
bind you up for
support.
It. That's right.
Okay, just
you reserve all rights.
Consider it given.
Okay. Is there any objection? Hearing none. So ordered. The measure is introduced. Close the work session. And what should we even do?
2206.
Why don't we open a work session on House Bill 2206?
Mr. Chairman of the committee, this measure was heard on February 27th, June 3rd, and it will be heard in a work session today. The measure allows Secretary of State to assume election-related duties, functions, or powers of county clerk of county for which governor has declared public safety emergency due to fiscal distress. Requires funds retained by Director of Veterans Affairs out of distribution to county without county veteran service officer to be spent to provide veteran services in that county in manner deemed appropriate by the Director of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Authorizes county to request declaration by governor of emergency in county that is providing less than minimal adequate property tax assessment and collection services. Requires Director of Department of Consumer Business Services to enter into agreement to combine resources for the purpose of administration and enforcement of municipal building inspection program. You have a -3 amendment. The -3 amendment allows governing body to request governor declare county elections emergency within 14 days after governor consults Secretary of State. Governor shall declare emergency and Secretary shall provide services to county to ensure a minimal adequate level of election services. Secretary shall seek reimbursement from emergency board for funding and spending authority. County shall resume conducting elections upon determination that government can resume elections. Authorizes county to request declaration by governor of emergency in county that is providing less than minimal adequate property tax assessment and collection services. Reimbursement for costs for collection services will come from A, transfer of assessment and taxation county account that would have been distributed from county function funding assistance account, transfer for B, transfer of assessment and taxation county account all shared funds, and then finally C, they can seek reimbursement from emergency board. County shall resume services upon determination that county can resume services or 2 years after declaration of emergency. Removes access to the unsegregated taxing account no later than February 27th, 2017, Secretary of State, Director of Veterans Affairs, Director of Department of Revenue, and Director of Department of Consumer Business Services shall report to Senate and House Rules Committee on the state of the measure. You have a no revenue impact on the -3. A fiscal impact was issued on the -3.
So, colleagues, we heard extensive testimony on this bill last week. All the paperwork is ready. I'm ready to move the bill. Actually, we have to adopt the amendment first.
Adopt the amendment first.
Chair,
I move to adopt the -3 amendment to House Bill 2206.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves the -3 amendment to House Bill 2206. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, motion carries. Bill is amended.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2206 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Chair Hoyle moves House Bill 2206 as amended at the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection?
No.
None. Motion carries. Anybody interested in carrying this bill? Would you like to carry it?
I can't carry it.
No.
Wally?
No.
You don't have to. I'll carry.
Yeah, well, you do.
I'll be the carrier. Okay, I'll close the work session on House Bill 2206. Colleagues are going to carry over House Bill 3389. Don't have the paperwork on that yet. So moving down to work session, open work session, House Bill 3404.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, this bill was heard on 6-3. This measure allows county to reduce its expenditures compared with expenditures certified by Department of Revenue without altering percentage to be paid to that county from County Assessment Function Funding Assistance account. If, one, county receives Secure Rural Schools Act dollars in amount equal to at least 10% of the property tax revenues, two, reduction is less than 15% of the certified expenditures, and three, reduction in expenditures does not impact assessing or valuing property at full value. These provisions expire January 2nd, 2016. There is an emergency clause on the measure. There is a no revenue impact and a no fiscal impact on the original measure and no amendments.
So we heard this as well last week and just needed the paperwork to catch up. It's here, so we're ready.
Chair, I move Senate Bill 581 with a...
No, we're on 3404.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so Mr. Chair, I moved that we adopt House Bill 3404 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves House Bill 3404 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Is that Representative Lively's bill?
Yes, it is.
I'll be the carrier. Close the work session on House Bill 3404. Open work session on House Bill 3530.
Mr. Chairman, as a committee, House Bill 3530 was heard on June 6th. The measure makes revocation or modification of order issued for split use water lease mandatory if in-stream use of water under lease has resulted in injury to existing water right. There is a no revenue impact and no fiscal impact. This measure did have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Yes, okay, so we're ready for a motion to send it to Ways and Means, please.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 3530 with a due pass recommendation be referred to Ways and Means by prior reference.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves House Bill 3530 with a due pass recommendation and be referred to Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I don't see an OLS, a fiscal impact statement. Is there one?
It has a no expenditure impact.
I'm ready to pass the bill on the floor.
But we'd have to get the referral removed.
We would have to get the referral removed.
Okay, let's move the bill. I get it. It was already referred.
It's already.
Do we know why?
I don't.
Yeah, it was probably there was a thought that there would be a Ways and Means impact
because it was assumed there would be.
Well, Mr. Chair, you could ask to have the referral removed. And if it's denied, then it simply goes to the Ways and Means Committee. But that would be part of the motion.
I'm happy to see about that.
Let's do that. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's skip it. Let's move it downstairs.
Well, it takes a simple phone call.
I think it needs to go to Ways and Means.
Okay.
So the motion has been made. And is there any further discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, motion carries. The bill is referred. Close the work session on House Bill 3530. Cool. Okay, we have one item left. Open a work session on Senate Bill 577. This bill came to us, I believe, from the House floor last week. We have Sean Miller and Greg Chamoff ready to speak to it, please.
And Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 577B expands definition of service contract and vehicle protection product for purposes of regulation by Department of Consumer and Business Services. You have a -B7 amendment exempt from definition of obliger. Person who has home services contract license and offers to provide services under a home service agreement as defined in ORS 731.164 relating to home protection insurance and home protection insurer. There is a no revenue impact on the amendment and a minimal fiscal impact on the amendment.
Sean?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Sean Miller. I'm here today on behalf of the Motor Vehicle Ancillary Products Association. It's an issue that we worked with the insurance division since the interim on. I won't go too much into the policy other than to mention why we brought the bill to the legislature. It did pass the Senate unanimously and did pass the House Consumer Protection and Government Efficiency Committee unanimous, chaired by Representative Holvey. And so the bill basically just puts a more incorporates more specific comprehensive treatment of the service contract industry and gives some regulatory certainty around the industry and how those products are approved with the insurance division is the basic premise of the bill. When it came out, when we amended it in committee, we did discover that there was an issue that affects another bill that I'll go ahead and turn it over to Mr. Chamock to describe why we're back and fixing this. So again, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate you entertaining the B7 amendment because that fixes this inadvertent mistake that we made.
Mr. Chair, members, Greg Chamock from the law firm of Davis Wright Tremaine, appearing on behalf of American Home Service. Thank you very much for the opportunity this late in the session. Home service contracts are a product that a person can buy to, for example, protect against a mechanical failure of one's home furnace. You purchase the agreement, and then if the furnace conks out, you call the home service company. They arrange for a contractor to come out and either fix or replace the furnace. Working with Representative Holvey earlier in the session, we came up with a process to have the Construction Contractors Board license and regulate home service contractors. That's in Senate Bill 207, the enrolled version of which has been provided to you. If you want to see the specific language, it's highlighted at the bottom of page 3 and the top of page 11. This bill has already been signed by the governor and has become law. In the process of Senate Bill 577, working through the system, an amendment caused home service contractors to be covered both by the insurance division and the Construction Contractors Board. They have different and inconsistent bonding and insurance requirements and different and inconsistent contracting requirements. The purpose of the B7 amendments, which we have shared with the insurance division and they're fine with, is to have the regulation of home service contractors be under the Contractors Board, as is the case of Senate Bill 207, not as is currently the case in Senate Bill 577. So we urge your adoption of the dash B7 amendments.
Representative Holvey?
Mr. Chair, I can speak to it pretty briefly. It is a bill that's just resolving a conflict with another bill that Mr. Miller was also working on in our committee, and so we did get it straightened out, and this amendment just clarifies that the word obligor in the sense of the home extension contractors in our current bill that we're looking at, the ancillary products, is an insurance product, and the other bill was about construction contractor board license. So we're just clarifying that they're not being regulated by both agencies.
Okay. Thank you
Good
very
bill
much.
Should pass.
I was concerned about that.
Any further discussion, questions for our panel?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for your assistance. We're in work session, so we're ready for an amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the dash B7 amendments to Senate Bill 577.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves the dash B7 amendments to Senate Bill 577. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, the bill is amended.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 577 as amended with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves Senate Bill 577 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, motion carries. Representative Holvey, would you carry the bill, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Happy to.
Thank you very much. Close the work session on House Senate Bill 577. Our business is concluded for the day. Committee adjourned.